Well, good evening. This is Gordon Martinez. The name of this show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. And if you will, jot down the toll-free number, 1-800-313-9443. We welcome your calls. I love the connection. This is your opportunity to talk to an honorably retired police officer after 39 years in the law enforcement service. I will answer any question that you might have regarding my career, the police department, how it works, policies, everything. Truth is everything. Truth is omnipresent. So I wanted to talk a little bit about these, and you probably heard it, these crisis, this staged crisis situation that was rather prevalent in the Obama administration. In studying these incidents, it is apparent that for some reason, government has got their hand in it. However, if it might be at the end, might be at the beginning, but the federal government and the various three-letter agencies have their hands in these staged crises. Sandy Hook is probably one of the most blatant that I've studied, along with several other friends. While I was still employed as a detective in the robbery homicide section, only I was on medical leave. When you look at Sandy Hook and all the different subtle things about that incident, it's pretty apparent that it was not truthful. Nobody died on that day, but the federal government and their co-conspirators within the state of Connecticut felt it was necessary to shock the public. And what would be more shocking than having children and teachers slaughtered by a lone gunman? And what was the agenda for Sandy Hook? It was to toughen up the gun laws in Connecticut, which they succeeded. And that's what happened. But when you look back at Sandy Hook, you look at a school that was condemned because of asbestos. And eventually, after everything was over with, it was demolished. Now, that school, prior to the incident whereby they allegedly want to let everybody know that 6 teachers and 20 students were killed by a lone gunman. Well, in looking at the photographs, the exterior, you'll notice that there is a fatal flaw with somebody that's never handled a crisis situation like that. All vehicles in the parking lot were parked between the white lines. Well, that doesn't really happen in a crisis situation. You have vehicles parked whichever way, usually one big mass, and then eventually, depending on how long they want to stay at this incident, then all of a sudden they have to start clearing entryways and exits for everybody to see what really is going on. Well, it doesn't happen that way. It's unfortunate that people, of course, they're told what to do and how to do it, but there were so many errors that they made. Allegedly, a dash cam pro, I guess, in a police car had it pointed at the parking lot. And here you have maybe a female teacher, whoever, is leading about 14 or 15 small students, and they're skipping and having fun and laughing, and that's all you see of the students. Well, what happened to the other 600 students that were at Sandy Hook? The parking lot and the areas around there would be just jammed with parents trying to get their kids out of that school and out of harm's way. But you don't see that. All you see is a string of 14 or 15 young children being led by a female adult across the parking lot. And allegedly, this dash cam pro that was in this police car that was pointed at the parking lot was there the entire time. And that's the only children you see. So we've got 600 children that allegedly were going to school at the same time that all these victims, these 26 victims in Sandy Hook were being slaughtered. Well, I guess maybe they all of a sudden disappeared. Well, look at it, folks. The moment that that school was condemned, you're not going to have any children back in that school waiting for the bureaucracy to demolish that building. Because they weren't there. They weren't there. This was a drill conducted by the chief law enforcement officer in that area. And he's even eliminated so that he can't even be cross-examined. So how many of these crisis incidents do we need to have before people just say, we don't believe anything you do? So it's something that you should look into. Do a little investigation. No ambulances were there to transport any of the wounded children or the wounded teachers. So you have a lone gunman with a 9mm handgun and allegedly an assault rifle, AR-15, in the trunk of his car. But when this first came out, he was spraying the place with the AR-15. Well, something else that kind of caught my eye, when looking at the scene pictures, there's no blood. No blood at all. They forgot about the blood. So you don't see any dead kids, and you don't see any dead adults, and you don't see any blood. And nobody's wounded. That's really very efficient. To be able to go in there with a handgun and kill 26 people, and none of them ever survive. And no ambulances were ever arrived at the scene. Because they couldn't waste ambulances on a drill. And that's what this was. Sandy Hook was a drill. But we're made to believe that this is something that gets your attention and I'm just reading some of the callers, a lot of the callers that are calling in now, and I'm going to be starting to take those calls. So I guess what I'm trying to say is when you start examining these crisis incidences and you're wondering if it's true or not. I mean, we're now inundated with fake news, so you really don't even really know what's going on or what's truthful. So you have to decide for yourself how you're going to go about this and do your own investigation. Trust yourself. Don't trust the six entities that make up the news that we're all inundated with. So that being in mind, show's all about exposing corruption and bringing people to justice. And I know a person that is doing just that, and kind of monitoring the court system and family court, and that's D. So, D, are you there on the line? Hello, D. Okay, yeah. What's new within your world?
Well, I appreciate your educating your listenership on what some of the theories that are out there. And I just to let you know, I do understand what you're saying, and that we do need to always, what Reagan said, trust but verify. Mm-hmm. And one thing that we need to be concerned about that's happening in our judicial system is the Republican Party is trying to go to an appointment type of judiciary in the state of Nevada. And this is alarming because we have corruption in our courts. And if we leave it to a few, it would be the chair of the Supreme Court, the Nevada Supreme Court, and then it would be attorneys throughout the state that would be responsible for appointing judges. And we already know we have a good old boys network. I've worked in it for many, many years because I had my top secret clearance with a defense contractor, so I'm very aware of the good old boys network. I'm not concerned about that as I am about, well, if the judges who have known since 1988 that evidence is being destroyed prior to trials, mm-hmm. then, and not taking any accountability, there's a chance that we could start appointing judges that will never allow anyone to hear the corruption in the judicial system. And so, I'm not saying one way or other for the Republican or the Democratic parties or independents. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that we need to be watching the Republican Party because there's a big push now for selected versus elected jurists. So that's,
well, that's kind of disappointing that Nevada would even entertain something like that. Because that could really blow up in their face, and if they're only going to, appoint or create just two or three individuals that would just run the whole thing, I think that would be a real mistake. And the public for the last decade and a half have not really had honest elections. It's all done by the computer, which is already hacked and bought from George Soros from South America. Now, understand when I say this, the electronic voting machines for America are made in South America, which is the good old boy system and a entity that is run on corruption. And they supply these electronic voting machines. Well, that's individuals like myself, we pick up on tiny little insignificant little things that occur in something like let's say an election, and it just sticks. And this is the example that I use. How can in 2014, when Joe Lombardo for sheriff and Larry Burns for sheriff of Clark County, Nevada, went to the general election, and our news basically covers how the election is going and who is ahead and who is behind, and they give you numbers. And of course, this is only at the beginning of the election, or the count of the election. And Joe Lombardo was heading Larry Burns by 3,300 votes. Now that was one of the first information that we got. Well, lo and behold, it was around midnight when all the precincts had deposited their hard drives so that it could be put in the laptop or computer or whatever and counted. And you'll never guess what Larry Burns lost that election to Joe Lombardo by. 3,300 votes. Now, that's just amazing to me because anybody I talk to say that is a mathematical impossibility unless it's rigged. So that is my... I say this, and I've talked to anybody that will even listen, and that's what happened. At the very beginning of the count, Joe Lombardo was ahead of Larry Burns by 3,300 votes. And at the end of the count, which was 6 or 7 hours later, Joe Lombardo won the election by 3,300 votes. Now, go ahead.
I understand the point you're making. It's not a perfect system. I mean, even if we went to a selection, it's not going to give the public, like the website, when they're having these selection committees, the agenda is for the public to come in and comment. Their website doesn't even put on the Nevada Supreme Court website calendar when these selection committee meetings are. So they can't even get it right that there's going to be a selection committee meeting and the public needs to voice their opinion. And so things aren't worked out. People work very hard to keep a judicial system where anybody can enter it and anybody can vote and have a say in who our judges are. And if we go in the state of Nevada, I don't know about any other state, but if we go to a system like what we have here with all of the nepotism and, you know, 3, 4, 5 marriages along, somebody's married to somebody and knows something. That's just how this state works. I would like to just briefly update you that the... from last time I told you that we filed a document with the court to get our evidence destruction case going, and they lost the document and dismissed the case. We now have a judge who is named as a defendant is ruling on the case now. So we've got...
Who is that judge?
His name is Patrick Flanagan, and he's a district court judge, and he ruled adverse to the plaintiffs, it's a stalling tactic. I don't know if he's doing it intentionally. I'm not as much a conspiracy theorist as you are,
conspiracy theories sky's the limit. So, and I'm not the only one. Remember that. I'm only just one little small fly in the ointment. But Flanagan is the guy, right?
So Flanagan is ruling. He's a defendant, and he's ruling on a case in which he's a defendant. Yes. So.
Well, only in Nevada. Only in Nevada.
And I anticipate the next time you'll hear from me, another document will have been lost. Who knows?
Well, let's report it. Let's make sure that we're all aware of this. And like I always do, I mask the whole system whenever I've got a complaint. I'd make sure everybody has a copy of that. God love, yeah. Email. Thank you, Dee, and I'll be talking to you.
Thanks, Gordon.
I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge, to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com and use promo code TALK.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Music just brings good memories to mind. This is Gord Martinez. I'm back. The show is called American Honor. It's brought to you by RBN. Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. And I'm waiting for your call. I need some stimulation. Come on and talk about something that's really controversial. And maybe we can come up with some solutions. So, in my opinion, the state of Nevada sets the standard for corruption. For all the other states, if they want to go corrupt, they ought to come to Nevada and learn how to do it right and learn how to cover it up. I am absolutely shocked and appalled by some of the conduct that was committed by upper administration of the LVMPD, and this includes murder, rape, theft, narcotics, et cetera, that the upper administration is involved in. So, anyway, we are going back. I see that Ava in Wisconsin is on the line. Ava, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
How you doing today?
I'm doing okay. It's sunny out. Hey, before I mention just another episode with our sheriff,
yeah,
Ron Ganrud, mm-hmm. I got to ask you, because I heard you talking about the Sandy Hook thing. Why did they report such a cruel thing to us out here? Was it for gun control, or why did they do that?
You're absolutely right. It was for gun control, and they got it on. Connecticut has the toughest gun regulation, gun registration laws in the country. And they did that drill. And take what I say with a grain of salt. There was nobody killed that day. If you would look on the Social Security death index and look up Sandy Hook, nobody died that day. It was all a big lie. But it got enough people to believe it. You know, who was it? Was it Joseph Goebbels and the Nazis that said, the bigger the lie, the more people will believe it? Well, that was a pretty big whopper, at least in my book.
And what did they do with...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, you go.
Okay. The biggie is that supposedly there were over 600 children at that school when this person allegedly came in and killed 26 people. Where are the other children? Are they still in the classrooms? Did they lock down? Eventually, that entire area would be traffic clogged with all the parents wanting to pick up their kids and bring them to safety. But guess what? There was no traffic jam. There weren't parents screaming and running to that school to pick up their kids. That's because they weren't there. The school was abandoned. And then when you look at the interior photographs of the school, there's no blood. Believe me, you'd be swimming in blood if that's what happened. So,
well, yeah, on TV, okay, I know there was quite a few school shootings. Do you think to make us to believe it out here, did they take photos from another real shooting somewhere and show that?
What would stop the federal government from doing that? What would stop it? Nothing. They could use footage of, like in the Boston bombing. Okay, the Boston bombing was another crisis, fake crisis thing to test on how the public would react with riot-clad police just going into their homes and searching for this mad bomber. That was a test. And a lot of homes and the law enforcement agencies, they violated the Fourth Amendment to be secure in your home. So stay on the line, Ava. Right back.
Okay.
Sunday morning ever, and Sundays pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know that when I won't.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
The show is called American Honor, and it's brought to you by RBN. Ava, you still there on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so, yes, the government can and does try to brainwash you and infuriate you and make you feel sad and mad that these maniacs with guns come in there and shoot up a movie theater or a school where decent, innocent people go to entertain themselves. And you got some maniac that has a gun. And what they do is they switch the anger, they control it, so that you're mad at the gun instead of mad at the maniac that had the gun. But a gun is just a tool. It's an inanimate object. But the anti-gunners have made the even the mention of the word gun something to fear. And it's nothing to fear at all. I've got several. And I only got one. It's a duty gun that put one of these criminals away, and it was totally justified. So, but that was way back, and we're talking about in the 80s. So, again, I've got plenty of guns, and they don't hurt anybody. It's the maniac that holds that gun and uses it as a tool. A gun's the most is the easiest one to condemn, because once you disarm the American public, then basically we're just going to be slaves. You can't rely on a government that wants total control of your life. Fortunately, we got fortunately we got a new president that's doing some pretty good work. It's angering a lot of Democrats and angering a lot of these liberals that want to keep our country diversified like that and separated. So, your turn, Ava.
What do they do with the people that know the truth, like those parents or the teachers or anyone that wants to say, hey, that never happened like that, when they see it on the news? Do they just eliminate
it? They don't even exist, Ava. This is Hollywood. This is how Hollywood, and I'm sure that they use some of those people. You've heard of crisis actors. You see the same crisis actor like from Sandy Hook, and you go over to the Boston bombing, and you see that same crisis actor. You see that same crisis actor over there in San Bernardino. And how many people were killed with that? 14? But again, you can always tell that the crisis thing doesn't stick. It doesn't hang around a lot, because they don't want you to question what went on. People like me and others, we look for the detail that doesn't belong there. We look for that. Sandy Hook is a perfect example. They should never, the federal government should never have been involved in that drill, and should have just basically told everybody it was a drill, and then they can make it as ugly as they want to, because it's all Hollywood. It is not like the movies. Real police work and investigation is not like the movies. So did you get moved out and get into your new place yet?
No, I can move in any time I want. It's just the owner here wants me to give her a month's notice and stick around till the 14th of April, but I really don't want to stick around till the 14th. Because there's someone that's supposed to be looking at the place tomorrow, and, I don't even know if I should.
Don't let it slip through your fingers. I mean, I think you'd be a lot happier.
Oh, I'd be a lot happier.
Well, good. Well, all right, Ava. I got some other callers, and you take care, and drop me another email whenever you get a chance.
Will do. Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Chris, are you there?
Yes, I am, Gordon, and ready to talk about corruption in Las Vegas.
Oh, that I don't even know where you even can begin. You could begin today and then go backwards if you want.
Well, how about we go back to maybe Wednesday this week when I went to court on competency hearing evaluation, so-called. When we understand that under, say again?
I said it was a competency hearing against you?
Yes, precisely.
Holy mackerel.
Go ahead.
You know, this is what the judges in the court system does, is they require you to have a competency hearing, and that kind of like spreads out that, maybe you're nuts or maybe you're mentally ill before you even get a chance to tell your side of the story.
It's an obstruction of justice, a denial of due process to circumnavigate the issues of having the actual facts exposed to a trial by jury is supposed to be the final determinator of facts. And
right.
In fact, when they send you to their own private surrogate actors that are masking as mental health professionals, they may have credentials perhaps that state they are, but those credentials are based upon the false premise under the Daubert analysis, that's Federal Rule of Evidence 702 on qualification of an expert witness, where it must be observable, measurable, and repeatable in order to qualify for evidentiary value. Mm-hmm. And under Kumho Tire Company versus Carmichael, Inc., psychiatry and psychology, mental health professionals so-called, don't rise to the level of evidence because it's subjective, interpretive, and particularly malleable and subject to being conflicted by the financial, fiduciary, and other special self-interest of the psychiatrist or psychologist. And the Supreme Court says it's mere pseudoscience or witch doctrine and does not raise to evidentiary value and fails under the hearsay rule.
Hmm. Well, you totally confused me, Chris, but it sure sounds like you got a handle on it. So when are you supposed to have this competency hearing?
What was that question?
I said, when are you supposed to have the competency hearing?
Well, I had one on the 17th, Friday, in front of Miss Jennifer Tagliati.
Uh-huh.
And then she found reasons to, I questioned the credulity and the veracity and the quality of some of these so-called witnesses' credibility. And so she's ordering another one by the Stein Center here to determine if I'm competent. So the problem is, if you don't mind my suggesting, Gordon, is I'm a little too competent. I know the law too well. It makes me a dangerous threat to the criminals running the government here. So it's to their special interest to have me deemed to be not competent, so I can't appear and present my own interest and cross-examine and demand to have. In fact, I sent them a FOIA request last Friday. And I think that
request did you send?
A Freedom of Information Act request to produce evidence and documents on my particular property for the past 10 years when I've had 5 different warrantless searches in violation of the Fourth Amendment without a warrant, therefore invoking what's known as the Doctrine of Fruits of Poison Tree, which invokes the exclusionary rule. And in one of those incidents, one of the zoning officials who unlawfully trespassed with a warrant committed an act of theft. And I caught him, and I think this is where this whole preposterous fantasy that I'm a violent criminal came from. When I went out and confronted him, he became confrontational himself, of course, accused the victim of harassing the so-called public servant on private property that was posted, of victimizing him when, in fact, he was the one in trespass without a warrant. And so I went in to get my cell phone so I could get a photograph of him and his truck, which was a POV, because he was not dressed as an official. He didn't have any credentials to prove he was who he said he was, the head zoning inspector. And when I came out, he was GOA. It's my contention, based upon what I've observed, that he ran back to the office and claimed that I assaulted him with a weapon and threatened to kill him, and turned in a false complaint, perjured and lied his butt off, and then claimed the blame on me to fabricate the pretext to come and attack me and steal my car at gunpoint, and then frame the blame on the victim, defending his castle doctrine, as I have a duty to, against unlawful searches and seizures with sham, legal, fictitious paperwork generated by the zone Nazi, the agency actor who had brought the claims in the first place, who was fiduciarily, financially, and self-interest conflicted and not competent to be a witness under NRS 199.
Who is this guy that did this? What's his name?
Well, the zoning official that stole something that I think made the false lie report, he claimed his name was Faith, although I didn't see any proof or credentials to show that. He was driving a blue Ford extended cab Ranger pickup truck, Air Force Blue, with a lot of trash in the back, and he was pretty disheveled looking. He had an orange vest, was the only thing that he had on that looked even quasi-official, but it wasn't any county markings or credentials or badges or anything at all that would prove he was what he claimed to be. I think he was a contract hireling.
Yeah. Jeez.
And not only that.
This is a nightmare, Chris. This is a nightmare.
Yeah, Steve Sisolak has a daughter who is working under Steve Wolfson's scope under his Pretender Defender office, and whoever's in charge of that one. And she acted as my attorney and waived my rights at my first so-called preliminary hearing without conversing with me, getting my agreement, my consent, or even knowing that she was doing so, because I was locked up and she didn't even consult with me and chose to waive my rights. That's a fatal defect, and that is about as bizarre a circumstance as all, because she's financially conflicted to a person that I'm involved in a Whistleblower Protection Act investigation into RICO fraud here in Las Vegas with the Clark County Commission and its agency actors.
Jeez, what a mess.
Yes.
Chris, thank you for calling in. Call me next Saturday and update me on where it is, okay?
Well, if I'm still Mark, in freedom, are you, I will.
Okay.
Be blessed.
Okay, you be blessed too. Mark in California, are you there? Hello, Mark. Looks like... Okay, Mark is gone. Okay. Let me see. Joel? Joel, are you there?
I am.
Okay. Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to... You brought up Sandy Hook, which some people can see through and some people can't. And you brought up the Boston bombing, which some people can see through and some people can't.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to point out that a guy who allegedly had his legs blown off.
Oh, yeah, crisis actor, yeah.
Yeah, and he never passed out.
They didn't put enough blood around there.
No, and he never passed out and never turned colors. And then 6 weeks later, he was throwing a pitch out at the Red Sox game. You remember that?
No kidding.
No kidding. Look that up.
Oh, man.
And people can buy that. And if you try to tell them what they've already believed, see, they're feeling the emotion of, oh, the poor guy lost his legs. Well, at some point he did somewhere. But 6 weeks later, you cannot go from surviving that and then 6 weeks later throwing out a pitch at the Red Sox game. And guess who was pushing his wheelchair?
Who?
The same jerk off that was helping him on the spot.
You know what happens, Joel, is that once you start, not just, swallow the vomit that the mainstream news media is throwing out at you, throwing through the TV, unless you delve into it and go to different sources, you're going to be in trouble if you believe everything that comes out of that television.
Absolutely.
You begin to believe everything that the announcer or the woman announcer that's just gorgeous, and because she's gorgeous, she must be telling the truth, right?
Right.
Once you start looking, and you can go as far back as December 7th, 1941. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. They recovered a mini Japanese submarine that was just outside the entrance to Pearl Harbor. Now, that mini submarine didn't come from Japan, obviously. It came from a larger ship that was transporting it and then launched it. And this was about 4 hours before the actual attack. Is that we had either a frigate or some smaller craft bombed or depth charged that mini submarine because they saw it. Now, this was like 4 hours before the actual attack. Now, you would think that if any U.S. vessel sank a mini Japanese submarine near or around the entrance to Pearl Harbor, you would kind of like tell everybody what you just did so that everybody else could be on alert and be ready for them. That's my thinking.
You'd think it'd be news, wouldn't you?
That's right. That's right. So, and the idea that we did not know the exact location of the entire Japanese Imperial fleet that was headed toward Hawaii. How can that be? How can that be that we would not know where the Imperial Japanese fleet was and where it was headed. I find that very difficult to accept that.
How could the most protected building in this country, the Pentagon, have a plane crash into that?
Well, you know, they never recovered any plane parts.
I know that. I'm just kidding you. I know
you are. I know you are. And
whatever pictures they did release came from where? Inside the Pentagon. Now, you can trust that. Now, if they faked the incident in the first place, then they released pictures to prove it. Well, geez, that just verifies it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, supposedly that airplane or that missile that hit the Pentagon, nobody died in that, did they?
The first death they knew about was the alleged wife of some big shot in the government. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hold me over?
Oh, can you hold me over? We got a commercial coming in. Stay on the line.
Okay.
I'm a picker, I'm a grinner.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Mold and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
This is Gordon Martinez with American Honor, brought to you by RBN. We got Joel on the line. You know, I don't know. Are you still there, Joel?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You know, maybe my attitude toward this whole terrorist thing is just so basic that, and I know what a biological weapon can do. And I guess you have to ask yourself, is it even worth surviving in a world that a biological weapon was used? And in my world, the answer is absolutely not. That's just absolutely horrible. I mean, you could be walking down the street and you'd see bodies all over the place. Why would you even want to live in something like that? So I've resolved that if the terrorists want to come in there and hurt us, I want my house and myself to be ground zero. Okay, I want them to drop and do whatever they got to do, me first.
Right.
Because if anybody is relying upon the police or the National Guard or anything like that to help them, well, they're living in a delusional world. Okay, I just want it over. But to survive something like that, that is my fear. As if it is really going
to happen, we can't mm-hmm. stop it, period. So
that's right.
The process is in place now is to we destroy ourselves just in case it might happen. That's the process.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there you go. Hey, it was a pleasure talking to you. I want to go to Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, are you there?
Okay.
Ken?
Didn't happen. Hello?
Hi, are you there?
Yeah. What's your scenario, Sandy Hook? What happened? What didn't happen?
Well, what's my scenario?
Yeah.
It was a complete
drill.
Yeah.
I read a book about it.
My opinion. Yeah, in my opinion, Sandy Hook was nothing more than a drill. They needed just a little oomph to get the toughest gun laws in the United States.
Okay, that's the objective, but what was the scenario of it? Did it happen?
A single gunman with a handgun came in and killed 26 people. And 20 of them
had an automatic rifle, he shot the window out.
No. They changed it.
I don't know.
That was the first report, is that he had a semi-automatic AR-15. But
shooting windows out.
What was that?
You're shooting windows out, the book said.
Well, they shot some windows out inside the school, allegedly.
Yeah.
Okay. But then they changed it in that all they had was a handgun, a 9mm handgun, and that the rifle he supposedly had was still in the trunk. Okay. So you have 26 people that allegedly were killed. Nobody was wounded. There were no ambulances arrived at the... I beg your pardon?
Good point.
Yeah, nobody was wounded. I mean, this guy was really good, allegedly.
Yeah.
And you don't have a group of people doing this. You just have one guy. Well, the bad part is this: they didn't prepare enough. You're going to kill 26 people with a handgun. You're going to have blood all over the place.
Right.
There's no blood. And nobody was wounded. That was probably the best shooting count that I've ever seen, allegedly.
Right.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, folks, we're coming to the end of the show. Please tune in next Saturday. This is Gord Martinez with American Honor, brought to you by RBN. Have a good one.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer, I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.